From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A new study raises concern about very popular medications that people use to control acid reflux. The study appears in this week's issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association. NPR's Patricia Naimond reports.
The medications are highly effective in preventing a variety of gastrointestinal diseases. Dr. James Gregor is a gastroenterologist at the University of Western Ontario in London, Canada.
They can be used for treating and healing ulcers in the stomach and the duodenum. They can be used for protecting the stomach from damage from things such as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. And they're also very commonly used to treat acid reflux disease, where patients have acid from their stomach and gastric contents come up into their esophagus and causing pain and potentially damage to their esophagus.
Millions of Americans take these drugs, which go under brand names like Prevacid and Nexium, Pepcid and Tagamet. But despite their popularity, little has been known about side effects. In this study, researchers from the University of Nijmegen in the Netherlands analyzed medical records of over 500,000 patients. Robert LaHaye headed the study, which looked at the incidence of pneumonia.
We found that there was an increased risk in developing a pneumonia of 4 or 5 times between subjects who did not use the drugs and subjects who did use the drugs.
The risk was highest for people taking the newer drugs like Prilosec and Prevacid. It was lower for older drugs like Pepcid and Zantac. LaHaye says it's been known for years that people with low levels of gastric acid in their stomach suffer more infections. So because of the immense popularity of these drugs, LaHaye wanted to know if a medication that works by suppressing stomach acid also increased the risk of infection. His findings indicate this may be the case. LaHaye.
The acid is an important barrier for the gastrointestinal tract to eliminate all kinds of bacteria and viruses that comes into your stomach. And if you do not have that acid, gastric acid, you get a bacterial overload. You get a lot of growth of bacteria and viruses in your stomach. And we think that they, by some kind of reflux, come from your stomach into your airways.
And most pneumonias come from bacteria that are in the back of our throats that then migrate down into our windpipes and cause infection. In an editorial, Dr. James Gregor points out that the actual risk of pneumonia is low. Only 1 out of every 100 people in the study got pneumonia. Even so, he says, the findings should make people think twice before taking the drugs over the long term.
We do see a lot of indiscriminate use of these medications. Because they've been so benign in the past, doctors will prescribe them, or patients will even buy them over the counter now, for very minimal symptoms that may not require such strong medications.
So the take-home message, says Gregor, be sure you really need acid-suppressive medications. That's a particularly important warning for people who could suffer more serious consequences from pneumonia, those who are elderly, have compromised immunity, or suffer a serious chronic disease. Patricia Naimond, NPR News.